You knew this was coming. Leah predicted a couple days ago it was coming. I was just waiting for the first Democrat to say it.
You're just waiting for reality to catch up with you.
Yes. Some Democrat was going to fault Donald Trump for not removing Iranian illegal immigrants and national security threats fast enough.
Oh, okay.
And ignoring the fact, how did they get here?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I don't know. There goes a squirrel. It was Joe Biden.
Yes.
That's how they got. And they did not care. Let's remember this. Trump's deportation czar. Earlier this week, Tom Homan.
So I pulled numbers this morning just from a CBP under Joe Biden. There was 1,272 nationals of Iran released in the country between OFO and the Border Patrol. And you compare that to the Trump administration, zero. Right, zero releases.
Those are special interest aliens. Federal law is clear. We do not release them. We send back them.
From the number one state sponsor of terrorism during the Biden administration, by the way. And
caught
they still released them. Yes.
Caught them and released them. Caught them and released them. Senator Dick Blumenthal, a Democrat, appropriately named, had nothing to say about any of that. He was cool with it. And he knew. Because the House Oversight Committee, you remember the report from the Department of Homeland Security under Joe Biden in October of 2024, I made much of it here. We had caught over 250 terrorists, known terrorists at the border. They are either on the international want list or they're on the FBI's or both. 250 of them. We let at least 99 go. Florida was so outraged, they FOIA'd the Biden administration, said, who did you let go in Florida? We need to know so we can find them because we don't want to die, you know. Great Democrat tradition, you know, American tradition, Americans dying at the hands of Biden's illegals. The Biden administration said, screw you, we're not telling you. It's privacy. Of the illegal immigrant terrorist? Uh-huh. They're still in court over that. Hopefully Florida gets to know who lives among them. Henry McMaster is just on the golf course. He can't even get to the asking if the illegal terrorists are here. He's way too busy. But anyway, back to the subject. Senator Dick Blumenthal, Democrat, now claims he's worried because Donald Trump isn't rounding up the Iranian national security threats fast enough.
The threat to the homeland is greater than ever. I am extremely concerned about the dilution of our investigative and prosecutorial forces against terrorism, violent extremism, and the potential cells that may be in this country.
Okay, and the part he says before that is even harder to understand. Here's what he's saying. I'm very worried about the dilution. Oh, no. What he's saying is, well, stop raiding the chicken plants, stop raiding the meat processing centers, stop doing everything else, and just go after the terrorists that Joe Biden let in. In other words, he's trying to keep his voters. And what he's doing there is setting up, watch this, to blame Trump when, if, hope it's not when, the Iranian terror cells in this country that Iran bragged about this week, that they're going to get us, when that attack happens, he is setting up to blame Trump for it. Try to process the outrage of that. It gets worse. Why are these Iranians still in the country? Well, Tom Homan addressed that. Remember, there's 900,000 illegal immigrants and or terrorists in this country with criminal records or their national security threats. The reason they are still here, despite having deportation orders, that's not all 900,000 have deportation order, could go right out the door. Remember, Lee, is because Joe Biden froze the ICE agents who would do it, pick them up for deportation, made them do desk work, mostly processing for the voter drive, illegal immigrants coming into the country, and left them there. And so it backed up. That's why we're up to 900,000. So Tom Holm was talking about that yesterday. But I just want to run this by you and get you to react to this. Okay, this is just one example of the 900,000 to understand. When, if there is an Iranian terror attack on our soil, why it happened. Okay. The good news is, over the last few days, we picked up a guy by the name of Mehran Makari Sahili. He was arrested where else? Minneapolis, right? How did I see that coming? Yeah, just lucky guess. Okay, listen to this. He's one of them we picked up, right? On June 22nd, St. Paul. He is a 56-year-old Iranian national illegal immigrant with a conviction for being a felon in possession of a firearm. He became a felon during his last conviction. When was he convicted? June 28th, 2022. Order of removal by Joe Biden. Order of removal under Joe Biden by a federal immigration judge. Why? You ready for this? Are you ready for this? In addition to being an illegal immigrant convicted felon, which should be enough, he is also a known member of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps of Iran.
The IRGC.
He is wanted by Interpol and has personally admitted connections to Hezbollah. What do you think the Joe Biden administration did with him?
Order of removal. Yeah, exactly. They let him out.
Yeah, they let him go.
Yeah.
Let him go. They had him in custody. Let him go. They let him go. And he's just wandering around when we picked him up this weekend. Now, let me play Senator Dick Blumenthal again about how very worried that he is that Trump is just not picking up these Iranian terrorists fast enough, the ones Biden let into the country and then allowed to stay.
The threat to the homeland is greater than ever. I am extremely concerned about the dilution of our investigative and prosecutorial forces.
Oh, shut up, Dick. You are not. You don't care.
No, of course not. That's just...
And you want further proof that, and again, they sent Dick out there. I knew they'd do this because they're hoping for an Iranian terror attack so they can then blame it on Trump.
Well, of course, yeah.
If Trump wasn't removing these innocent moms and kids from America and he just focused on Biden's 1,000 illegal immigrants mm-hmm. from Iran, yeah. by gosh, we could get him out, right. but people are dead. They're going to blame Trump.
Yeah, exactly. They'll make it a distraction. You know, mm-hmm. he was distracted by this hunt for illegal immigrants for the Maryland Fathers.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And their sheeple will never know they let them in and let them stay because exactly. they aren't telling that them that on CNN or New York Times. It's just lie after lie after lie. By Da Nang Dick. Somebody just reminded me. Yeah, he, by the way, who did not serve in Vietnam but ran on serving in Vietnam.
Stolen valor.
Right, that's who he is.
That phrase applies to that senator, yeah.
But don't worry, we're going to beat these people because we got X now. We have free media. So here's the crazy thing, Kate. Like, just to show you just the latest example of how much the Democrats hate you and don't care if you die. And that is not an exaggeration, one iota. Did you see this? Simple bill. Let's auto-deport illegal immigrant drunk drivers. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah.
Like we can all agree on that as Americans. No, we can't.
Yeah.
No, we can't. 160 Democrats voted no. Did they tell them this on CNN? I mean, they have no idea.
No,
okay.
No, I'm sure because there was high confidence in that report. So I'm sure that was not reported by CNN.
Another way to put it, all 160 people who voted against that are Democrats.
And they're all voting to allow people in this country illegally to continue to threaten the lives and health of American citizens on the highways.
Yes.
That's what they voted for,
mm-hmm.
is to continue to put American lives at risk.
By the way, some of these illegals are driving trucks, just so we're clear.
Right, yeah, there you go, yeah.
Trump did put that executive order out that makes hiring them and using them harder on these trucking companies, which I hope increases their liability. Yeah. You should lose everything you own if you hire one of these. Your trucks just don't run anymore. And what they're doing is they'll hire crews of illegals because they'll work for so little, and then one of them will sleep in the bed while the other one drives, and they'll keep switching so that they automatically can continue straight through on a straight. Because that way, basically, they're working. Two are working for the price of one. They're working in teams. They're exhausted. They don't speak English, a lot of them. They don't really understand rules of the road. Anyway, Trump put an executive order out to stop it, but it hasn't completely stopped it. And so Democrats are trying to enable illegal immigrant drunk drivers. Which is incredible. So that's who the enemy is. But the good news is I started the show today, they cannot hide who they are anymore. Again, Democrats illegally leaked Democrat Congress members illegally leaked. We don't know who yet. I can't wait to find out. Illegally leaked this Iranian classified intel. And only the intel with the lowest confidence that came from Iranian sources that Trump hadn't destroyed the reactors. Incredible. Incredible. But here's the thing. Here's the beautiful thing about this. That lie that Trump didn't do any damage to Iran or didn't do much would have lived for months and months and months. With the FBI censoring the truth inside Twitter. Now we have Twitter. Folks, they couldn't make it with a lie 24 hours before they got crushed like a bug. CNN, New York Times, both. It didn't work. And now Democrats may have to go to prison for it. And all they got was two news cycles. Again, in the old days, they could have run this run up the field and lied about it for months. But they can't anymore. They have to live in an environment where what they say is scrutinized instead of censored. The other side censored. It's changing everything. Okay. If, producer Tim, if you were captured by the enemy.
Okay.
Okay. And he gave you, at one time, 4,000 cuts, scrapes, and bruises.
Okay.
That would be one heck of a torture session, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Death by 4,000 cuts.
Yeah, yeah. No, that'd be bad. It'd be really terrible.
Oh, yeah.
But what's kind of interesting is a new study shows across your entire lifetime, thank God not once, you will suffer 4,000 cuts, scrapes, and bruises. Just to quantify it. Which kind of makes sense. I'm the one in the family, like when a Band-Aid needs to be put on, they come to me. I guess that's the mom's job.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, when you have an ouchie, even if you're 15, you still come to your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I put two Band-Aids on this week. One on my husband and the other one on my son. So that sounds about right. They're saying the average person suffers 35 scrapes and bruises each year, or about 3 a month. So when you factor in all the injuries from childhood, because you get more in your childhood, the average lifetime total is around 4,000.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting close to my limit.
Yeah, I know, really. And I don't know if you're like me. I am a total klutz. People who know me will tell you that. I'm legendary for it. So I'm way beyond the 4,000 already, I think. I'm always walking around with a big bruise, and I don't even know how I got it. It's like my husband beat me, but he didn't.
My wife says that. She's a bit of a klutz sometimes.
Is she?
Yeah, she says the same thing. That's funny.
Yeah. I'll get so busy, I'll run into something, and then later on I'm looking at some huge bruise I have, and I'm like, why did I get that? I can't remember. I don't even know.
Yeah, she does that too.
Yeah. Anyway, this was part of a new study. Found one in four people worry about other people judging them as weak or sickly if they put a Band-Aid on. Oh, that is my husband.
Yeah, not me so much.
Really?
I don't care if I have to put a Band-Aid on, because I do a lot of cooking, and I've cut my fingers several times. And in fact, my daughter likes to just wear Band-Aids, and she got in the Band-Aid box, and I didn't have any Band-Aids one day, so she got in trouble for that.
Yeah, one of my kids went through that phase.
Yeah.
Especially do you have the little decorative kind that are really cool?
We have the Elsa ones. And
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kids would go right for those.
So I stopped buying those.
Yeah. Well, my husband is a Marine, and as you know, Marines do not wear Band-Aids. Sign of weakness.
Yeah, I have Marines in my family as well. Yeah, I know.
So it's just a cultural thing. So, you know, my husband got these super sharp knives he's very excited about from Amazon. All the reviewers said they were super sharp. And boy, are they. He keeps cutting himself with them. He's just walking around hours after cutting himself. He's still bleeding. You got to yell to guy. No, you are putting a Band-Aid on. Bacteria applies to you. He said, I was going to ask you to change it. I'm like, oh, okay.
I will say that it's not my initial thought, though. If I cut myself, like, mm-hmm. I'll finish the job or something, and then I treat the wound. Like, I don't, like, sit there and I'm like, oh, my God, I cut myself. I got to go get a Band-Aid, like, right now.
Yeah.
My wife fusses at me about that.
Yeah, as she should.
Yeah.
As she should. Well, if you're doing any traveling this weekend, another study takes parents 2.4 days to recover from traveling with the family. Yeah. No,
the scenarios that just ran through my head is great.
Yeah. Now, we used to have a plan for this, and it worked pretty well. I learned it from a friend of mine. We would, when we would go on vacation, because we had all our kids back to back. Two of my kids are like a year apart. And what we would do is we would wait until it got dark put them in their PJs, strap them in at bedtime to, you know, their child seats, and just drive like a bat out of hell.
Yeah.
Try not to make any loud noises. That was the only way. Otherwise, you just quit. Because somebody, I mean, you got three of them, you know, strapped back there. Somebody's going to be screaming, right?
Yeah.
Inevitable. Somebody be screaming. You're going to scream all the way there and all the way back. So that was, and it works like, really well.
They're like light bulbs. When one goes, they all go.
Yes. When one, exactly. So I know exactly what this person means. By the way, that's why I started doing Thanksgiving for my entire family from like three states. Because it's like, no, I would rather cook for 2 days than strap toddlers into a car and drive. I just like, even, oh, but Terrence, it's only 3 hours. Doesn't matter. I'm not doing it. I don't care. Come to my house so everybody does. They still do, even though I don't have toddlers anymore.
Yeah, we're getting to that point to where we just want to do stuff like that, like holidays like that, like at home, like with just us.
Now my kids are behind the wheel. And I want to say, Tim, I've been meaning to tell you and Lee, if I don't come back on Monday, I loved working with you. You guys were great.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I have almost died twice.
I hope that doesn't happen.
Literally, almost died.
Oh, no.
Not kidding. Well, you know what happens with teenage? I mean, they all make mistakes. Driving is actually a lot more confusing than you realize because you're so used to doing it.
Yeah.
And it's been the same thing with both my kids when they drove me in front of oncoming traffic and I, you know, within an inch of my life. It's always something in that intersection that is not typical.
Right. It'd be like somebody just kind of like inched out too far or something.
Well, okay. Like in the latest one, right? You got to arrow, right? To turn.
Yeah.
Left turn intersection, right? Arrow means you can go, even if it's yellow or if it's green. If it's yellow, you better skedaddle. But
you got yield, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you have the right, yeah, obviously. Well, I mean, no, I mean, talking the protective arrow, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know what? Except when it's yellow and it's blinking. I forgot to mention that.
No. Oh,
yeah. And you do not have the right of way, not at all. I don't even know why they have that. Might as well just not have it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just
it's
make
confusing
it.
For a
it is
people,
confusing. Yeah. Why is the yellow arrow flashing? That's Just make it a round green circle, or make it a round yellow circle. You know, then you know you do not have the right of way. You can't turn. My son got fooled with it by it. I mean, I swear, we missed that car by inches. And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you about that. He's like, Mom. So just, you know, for the record, you never know. If I don't come back on Monday, I loved all of you guys. I did. I mean, you're teaching two teenagers to drive at one time. You may or may not come back in on Monday.
Yeah. Well, I hope that doesn't happen.
I know. Me too. Well, see, if I say it, it won't.
Yeah, it won't, yeah,
right?
Of course.
Yeah. There you go. So anyway, my son will not be making that mistake again. We're really clear on how the turn lane works now. Really, really clear. Folks, imagine a future with China as the world's lone superpower. Imagine Chinese AI running the world with all the propaganda that would entail. You've seen how evil China is and how they're willing to kill. And what do they send us just in, what have we found out just in recent weeks? Blight to destroy our crops, roundworm weaponized to destroy our livestock. They wanted to make sure there was nothing left to eat, bottom line. That's just the last few weeks. But the real war is over energy. And Doug Burgum, our Interior Secretary, has been warning about this. And he did an amazing interview in which he said, listen, China by 2035 is on track to have tera gigabytes of energy. They're opening a new energy either coal fire plant, gas fire plant every week. We're closing down ours because we're just that stupid on average. They already have three. They're on track to have eight by 2035. We are in track to have three by 2035, but a lot of it will be solar. So it's useless in terms of the percentage of the expansion will be solar. That's why it is critical that Trump decimate the solar and wind to force them to do something else. I don't care what, nuclear, natural gas, got to be something. Amazing hearing. I mean, this stuff that yesterday came out over the last couple of days in the Senate on how the EEC, the Energy Foundation of China, sponsors and pays for a lot of our fake climate research, which is done in our universities. They're doing it everywhere from Harvard to Berkeley, just all over the country. They are underwriting the fake research. They have subsidiary donors from Natural Resources Defense Council, World Resources Institute, Rocky Mountain Institute, and they are funding more than half the funding for the climate lobby comes from China. Again, what do I tell you every day? The Democrat Party hates you, hates America, and they're at war with America. The Democrat Party has merged with China. The stuff coming out of these hearings is unbelievable. So China funds the research, the bogus research at our universities, climate research. Then they take it into court. It's all Democrats and China. But then I repeat myself. Folks, this is great. This is Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz at the hearing. Everybody needs to hear this to understand where this is coming from. Folks, we've got X now. We've got free media now. We can break the back of the climate lie. It has got to be a priority or we're going to lose to China. Because I'm telling you what, whoever can power AI, that's going to take a ton of energy. Whoever can do that's going to win. I don't want to be ruled by China, but we will be. And the Democrats, but then I repeat myself.
And I would note that both of my Democrat colleagues in their remarks had not a word to say about communist China funneling millions of dollars to pay for these lawsuits. Miraculously, that was absent from their remarks, nor...
I think we referred to it by using the phrase conspiracy theory.
You did say you don't worry about conspiracy theories, but what is most certainly not a conspiracy theory is that the agenda of the Chinese Communist Party and the agenda of Senate Democrats are identical. Both China and the Democrats want to bankrupt the American energy industry.
Thank you.
Both China and the Democrats want to destroy jobs in America. Mm-hmm. And both China and the Democrats want to increase the price you pay for electricity every month. And they want to increase the price you pay for putting gas in your car every week.
Yep.
That is the agenda of today's Democrat Party. That is the agenda of Communist China. And today's Democrats are not remotely embarrassed to have their left-wing groups funded by Communist China, the world's biggest polluter, because China's interest is weakening and hurting America. It makes you ask why an American political party would have that interest as well.
I would just observe that saying it more loudly doesn't make it more true.
Actually, in Washington, sometimes it does.
He's got nothing. He's got nothing. No, saying it more loud. It's true. It's absolutely true. And folks, when you see John Thune, Republican leader of the Senate, agree with the parliamentarian, oh, yeah, you know what? We do. That's right. We have to take the energy permit out of the big, beautiful bill because the parliamentarian says so. The parliamentarian, by the way, was hired by Harry Reid, a Democrat, in 2012. He's dead now. She can go. And by law, we don't have to listen to anything she says, but he says he's just going to abide by it because tradition. Yeah, tradition. Folks, we need the permits. Remember when Joe Biden put because he was working for China, he got the $30 million from them. He put the whole, like basically draw a line around America, all of that drilling in the oceans, basically the entire coast, you put it all off limits to help China. And the way that it works, he can do that by executive order. It takes a law to reverse it. Yeah, well, it's in a big, beautiful bill. And the parliamentarian, some girl, is like, nah, you can't have that in there. Because of course she did. She's a Democrat. John Thune, our Republican leader, is like, okay, whatever you say. I wonder how much his check from China is. I know Mitch McConnell was getting a lot of money from China for his father-in-law's shipping business. Guy came in middle class, upper middle class to Congress, left worth $200 million. China do that for you. What's Thune getting? He's getting something. They better find a way to reverse this parliamentarian. We cannot go without those permits. I'm getting exercised. Okay. Here's the rest from Ted Cruz. The good news is, again, we're lancing the boil. When we talk about these things, people find out about them now because of X. We can begin to fight the Democrats and China. But then I repeat myself, they are in fact the same entity.
We're witnessing right now a systematic campaign against American energy.
Yep.
There is a coordinated assault by the radical left, backed and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party, to seize control of our courts, to weaponize litigation against U.S. energy producers.
Yep.
All in order to undermine American energy dominance. At stake is a lot more than an industry. Our energy sector is the engine of American prosperity, the lifeblood of our industrial power, our national security, and our geopolitical leverage. If American energy is under attack, so is American security and American independence.
Yeah. And as Doug Burgum, Interior Secretary, explained, as did our Energy Secretary, if China wins the AI race, they already control the rare earth minerals. We need to do it. China wins that AI race, they're going to be the world's lone superpower. You do not want to live in that world. Let me tell you, you do not want to live in a world where Chinese influence is wielded like that. I mean, look what they've tried to kill us with just in recent weeks, we found out. Again, the weaponized blight, the weaponized roundworm, 1-2 punch. One knocks out the crops, the other knocks out the livestock. The one that knocks out the crops also sterilizes Americans and causes either liver damage or liver collapse. Caught it at the border. What's the one thing they insist on when they're negotiating with Trump? Trump had to give in to him. We don't have rare earth minerals. Joe Biden put the two mines we had off limits for 20 years. We need legislation for that, but I'm sure Mr. Thune will step up and help the Chinese with that too. Rhino. By the way, Rhino is trending on X right now, as it should. This is how we fight. We should be able to fight. Folks, I know I make you mad sometimes, but understand, you know about these things because they're trending on X. Rhino is trending on X. We have the ability to fight the Republican leadership. See, they like to pretend that it's the Democrats in bed with China, but they are too. They are too. We're going to defeat them too. This is a part where we lance the boil. Looks awful, but it's the beginning of the healing process. We got to fight all this. We got 3.5 years to fight this. And now we've got Republican leadership in our way. But Senator Eric Schmidt thinks we can defeat Thune. We shouldn't have to defeat Thune. He's our leader. Texter writes simply, Marxism, exclamation point. Yes. And the problem is we've got Democrats who want to be ruled by China because it would solve a lot of their major problems. I love this song. Some folks are born, silver spoon in hand. Oh, yeah, it's on my playlist. Okay, it's not the weekend yet. I got to get serious. Rahm Emanuel, chief of staff for Barack Obama. The two of them probably did more than anybody on earth except the Chinese to build the Iranian nuclear program. Remember this?
Before Obama left office, he sent $1.7 billion in cash to Iran. The money was delivered in actual cash, stacked on pallets, and flown into the country.
To see all of, and by the way, they did that in the last 3 days of Obama's administration. Snuck it to the enemy. You can't get more evil than that, but they're Democrats. Anyway, the good news is how thoroughly Trump has beaten them. Let this make you happy this morning. Rahm Emanuel, the same guy who helped coordinate the pallets of cash for one of our worst enemies on earth that regularly chants death to America, and whose plans to detonate that nuke over America as an EMP to take out our grid and cause mass starvation. They're great people. They really are. That guy, Rahm Emanuel, had to admit absolute, thorough, and utter defeat by Donald Trump. Oh, well, it was actually Rand being defeated, but same thing, Rand Democrats. Then I repeat myself. Rahm Emanuel, folks, how big of a deal this was this week, he admits it on CNN.
The one big loser, in my view, is not just Iran, but
Sorry, that was the second part of it. Wait, no. This is the best part. Sorry, I hit the wrong one.
Everything that's been done over 40 years by the Ayatollah has been blown up.
Yeah.
The nuclear program costing $100 billion.
Gone.
Lost in Hezbollah, lost in Hamas, hundreds of billions of dollars obliterated. They have a brain drain in Iran. They have a weakening economy, major loss. I don't agree with the President of the United States. Do not, on many, many issues. But you have to admire that when the United States says all options are on the table, he just proved all options are on the table. And China and Russia and even North Korea have to step back because that has a level of deterrence. So the blast radius of this goes much farther. Now, the
Rahm Emanuel, folks, the guy who sent the pallets down the runway of cash, total decimation. Oh, there's more.
The one big loser, in my view, is not just Iran, but is Russia. Russia, if you take a step back, all their weapons, the S-300, did not protect Iran. They've been proven to be a feckless ally. They didn't come to their defense. They've been kicked out of Syria. They're now been shown to be weak, not only in Iran. They have a war going on 3.5 years on a country a tenth of the size. They can't win. Their intelligence was wrong about Syria. Their intelligence was wrong about Wagner. Their intelligence was wrong about Ukraine. They've become dependent on China, and they've lost Europe. They have had the worst record here, strategically, militarily, and if the president would press the point, you could actually not only end the war, you could actually set back Putin's desire. Second,
5 months, y'all. 5 months, Trump got this done.